Well, going back to President Kennedy's inaugural, he said, man now has the power to abolish all forms of human poverty and all forms of human life. And so we have to sing about war. Vietnam War, the big war of that era. What President Kennedy might have done in Vietnam or not, had he lived, is something that is discussed a lot among historians. But, you know, it's interesting that that war was such a thorn in the flesh of the United States for so long and created such division. Nowadays, when you have a war that is considered unwise or unpropitious or unjust, what do they say about it? Could this become another Vietnam? Isn't that what you hear all the time? It's like Vietnam, that's the marker, that's the measure. So before we get into some really tough singing about that, we'll start sort of gently with this song. This song is one of the songs that I sang at my eighth grade talent show that got me disqualified. Okay? And you're here to enjoy it again with me tonight. It's called the Draft Dodger Rag. And many people were looking for ways to get out of the draft, that is the compulsory military service to which young men were typically sworn. And there were ways to get out of it, aside from just running away. And this song sort of explores some of those in an interesting way. It wasn't very popular, though, when I sang it in junior high in 1969. I'm just a typical American kid from a typical American town. I believe in God and Senator Dodd and keeping old Castro down. And when it came my time to serve, I knew better dead than red. But when I got down to my old draft board, brother, this is what I said. Sarge, I'm only 18, I got a ruptured spleen, and I always carry a purse. I got eyes like a bat, and my feet are flat, and my asthma's getting worse. Think of my career, my sweetheart dear, and my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool. I'm going to school and I'm a working in a defense plant. I got a dislocated disc and a racked up back. I'm allergic to flowers and bugs. And when the bombshell hits, I get epileptic fits and I'm addicted to 1,000 drugs. I've got the weakness woes. I can't touch my toes. I can barely reach my knees. And if the enemy got close to me, I'd probably start to sneeze. Sarge, I'm only 18. I got a ruptured spleen and I always carry a purse. I got eyes like a bat and my feet are flat and my asthma's getting worse. Think of my career, my sweetheart dear, and my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool. I'm going to school and I'm a-working in a defense plant. Well, I hate Joe and Lai, and I hope he dies, but there's one thing that you gotta see, and that's someone's gotta go over there, and that someone isn't me. So I wish you well, Sarge, give them hell, or kill me 1,000 or so. And if you ever get a war without blood and gore, I'll be the first to go. Sarge, I'm only 18, I got a ruptured spleen, and I always carry a purse. I got eyes like a bat, and my feet are flat, and my asthma's getting worse. Oh, think of my career, my sweetheart dear, and my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool. I'm going to school and I'm a-working in a defense plant. I said, I ain't no fool. I'm going to school and I'm a-working in a defense plant.
Thank you. Thank you.
I teach you another one, a little tagline here at the end of the verse. I remember seeing for the first time as the headline on an underground newspaper, the Berkeley Barb. Anybody remember the Berkeley Barb? And the headline said, Cops of the World. And I had no idea what they were talking about. I thought that this is about international policemen being recruited or something. But I've heard the phrase, even in recent times, from people as far right as Pat Buchanan and as far left as, so many of them. But what is the idea of cops of the world? We think that we're the cops of the world. We're the ones who should be going around governing, making sure that things are well policed in various nations of the world. And this song is a really rough, bitter song, sung from the point of view of cops of the world. And we'll just say some abstract people that think they're the cops of the world. You can maybe deduce who they're talking about. People who go invade other countries to make sure that they're being governed right. And in subtle ways enslave their people and colonialize and so on and so forth. Anyway, just again, hypothetically. So the part you're going to sing is, we're the cops of the world, boy. We're the cops of the world. Try it. 'Cause we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. Come get out of the way, boys. Come get out of the way. You better watch what you say, boys. You better watch what you say. We've smashed into your harbor, we've tied to your port, and our pistols are hungry and our tempers are short. So bring your daughters on down to the port, 'cause we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. It gets rougher. We pick and choose as we please, boys. We pick and choose as we please. So you'd best get down on your knees, boys. Best get down on your knees. We'll smash down your doors, we don't bother to knock. We've done it before, so why all the shock? We're the biggest, toughest kids on the block. Oh, we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. Our boots are needing a shine, boys. Our boots are needing a shine. But our Coca-Cola is fine, boys. Our Coca-Cola is fine. We've got to protect all our citizens fair. So we'll send a battalion for everyone there. And maybe we'll leave in a couple of years. 'Cause we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. Drop the reds in a pile, boys. Drop the reds in a pile. You'd better wipe off that smile, boys. You better wipe off that smile. We'll spit through the streets of the cities we wreck, and we'll send you a leader that you can't elect. Those treaties we signed were a pain in the neck. 'Cause we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. Clean the Johns with a rag, boys. Clean the Johns with a rag. If you like, you can use your flag, boys. If you like, you can use your flag. We've got too much money and we're looking for toys. And guns will be guns and boys will be boys. But we'll gladly pay for all we destroy. 'Cause we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. And when we've butchered your son, boys, when we've butchered your son, have a stick of our gum, boys, have a stick of our bubble gum. We own half the world, oh say, can you see? And the name of our prophets is democracy. So like it or not, you will have to be free. 'Cause we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, well, now it's time to learn another one and to enjoy the second song I sang that got me disqualified from my junior high talent show. This one in my talent show, I sang it dressed in khakis with a guitar, and my partner, we were a duo, Horace Greenwood Hill IV was his name, but he went by Hokey Hill. He was dressed up like Uncle Sam. And we sang this song by Country Joe McDonald, first recorded on a private label in 1965, and then on a commercial label, Vanguard label, in 1967, and sung at Woodstock. Some of you may have heard this. Now, this one features some what I'd like to call J. Golden Kimball language, okay? So, if you're uncomfortable singing any part of it, for example, this line. I don't give a damn. Is that a problem for you? If that's a problem for you, sing I don't give a dang, okay? Because dang is kind of a Vietnamese sounding word, you know, so it fits in there. Okay. I'm just giving you that out if it's a problem for you. The part you're going to sing is, listen. And it's one, two, three, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven, open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee, we're all gonna die. Let's try it once, and then, of course, you'll get some practice in the rest of the songs. Try it. And it's a one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee, we're all gonna die. On that whoopee, you go whoopee if you want. Okay, let's try this.
Well, come on, all of you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. He's got himself in a terrible jam, way down yonder in a Vietnam. So put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. Yes, it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee, we're all gonna die. Come on, generals, let's move fast. Your big chance has come at last. We gotta go out and get those Reds, 'cause the only good commie is one that's dead. And we know that peace can only be won when we've blown them all to kingdom come. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next up is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee, we're all gonna die. Well, come on, Wall Street, don't move slow. Why, man, this is a war a go-go. There's plenty of good money to be made by supplying the army with the tools of the trade. But just hope and pray that if they drop the bomb, they drop it on the Viet Cong. And it's 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next up is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee, we're all gonna die. Come on, mothers throughout the land, pack your boys off to Vietnam. Come on, fathers, don't hesitate. Send them off before it's too late. You can be the first one on your block to have your boy come home in a box. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee, we're all gonna die. You could do better. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee, we're all gonna die.
All right. Thank you very much. So what happened there was we sang it, and we were singing in a duo, and this was the segment of the contest for duos and groups, and they had a first, second, and third prize, and there were only three of us. Well, we got to win something here, and so we peeked in the window where they were doing the scoring on the blackboard, and we were all up there, and then suddenly someone went up to the head chalk person there, and they went and they just erased our names. So there were only two prizes given, and so I appreciate you letting me exorcise that moment in my life with you tonight. Well, I'm just going to sing one more song for you tonight. And before I do that, I want to tell you a poem that is unlike the other war things that we've sung here tonight, all of which are tinged with humor, however biting, satirical they might be. This gets into the real rage and revulsion under the surface of this war. You know, I remember growing up and we played Civil War all the time. You know, we had our fake bayonets and our fake rifles, and we loved to play Civil War. But suddenly, as a nation, we were in a Civil War that wasn't our Civil War. And, you know, that happens sometimes. And so this particular poem is by a British poet, Adrian Mitchell, who was able to really boil down the truth that many people felt about the Vietnam War. I almost said the Vietnam situation, because I've heard that said. I've been to scholarly conferences, and I remember one in particular. The person kept talking about the Vietnam situation. Actually, they'd read a paper about 1968, and they were talking about civil disobedience and so on. They went through this entire half-hour paper, and they never mentioned Vietnam. And I said, how could you read this paper and talk for half an hour about civil disobedience in this country and never mention Vietnam? And he said, well, that's true. There was the Vietnam situation involved. And I said, don't you call it a situation. It was a war. Okay. Adrian Mitchell's poem is called To Whom It May Concern, or sometimes, for reasons you'll see, Tell Me Lies About Vietnam. I ran into the truth one day. Ever since the accident, I've walked this way. So stick my legs in plaster, tell me lies about Vietnam. I heard the alarm clock screaming with pain. I couldn't find myself, so I went back to sleep again. So fill my ears with silver, stick my legs in plaster, tell me lies about Vietnam. Every time I close my eyes, all I see is flames. I made a marble phone book, and I carved all the names. So coat my eyes with butter, fill my ears with silver, stick my legs in plaster, tell me lies about Vietnam. I smell something burning. I hope it's just my brains. They're only dropping peppermints and daisy chains. So stuff my nose with garlic, coat my eyes with butter, fill my ears with silver, stick my legs in plaster, tell me lies about Vietnam. Where were you at the time of the crime? Down by the cenotaph, drinking slime. So chain my tongue with whiskey, stuff my nose with garlic, coat my eyes with butter, fill my ears with silver, stick my legs in plaster, tell me lies about Vietnam. You put your bombers in, you put your conscience out, you take the human being and you twist them all about. So scrub my skin with women, chain my tongue with whiskey, stuff my nose with garlic, coat my eyes with butter, fill my ears with silver, stick my legs in plaster, tell me lies about Vietnam. Well, this is that one last song I'm going to sing for you. And in this song, written right about the time of the assassination of President Kennedy, we continue in that same poetic vein, beautiful imagery, strange images colliding with one another, but all meaningful in their ways, and foreshadowing what would happen in the rest of the decade and what had just taken place with the killing of the president. Where have you been, my blue-eyed son? And where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains. And I've walked and I've crawled down 6 crooked highways. And I've stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. And I've been out in front of 12 dead oceans. And I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard.
And it's a hard rain's gonna fall. What did you see, my blue-eyed son? And what did you see, my darling young one? I saw a newborn babe with wild wolves all around it. And I saw a highway of diamonds with nobody on it. I saw a black branch with blood that kept dripping. Saw a room full of men with their hammers a-bleeding. I saw a white ladder all covered with water. I saw 10,000 talkers whose hands were all broken. And I saw guns and sharp swords in the hands of small children. And it's a hard rain's gonna fall. And what did you hear, my blue-eyed son? What did you hear, my darling young one? I heard the sound of a thunder that roared out a warning. And I heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. I heard 100 drummers whose hands were blazing. I heard 10,000 whispering and nobody listening. I heard one person starve and I heard many people laughing. I heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter. I heard the sound of a clown who cried in the alley. And it's a hard rain's gonna fall. And who did you meet, my blue-eyed son? And who did you meet, my darling young one? I met a young boy beside a dead pony. I met a white man who walked a black dog. I met a young woman whose body was burning. And I met a young girl, she gave me a rainbow. I met one man who was wounded in love. I met another man who was wounded with hatred. And it's a hard rain's gonna fall. What will you do now, my blue-eyed son? And what will you do now, my darling young one? I'm going back out before the rain starts a-falling. And I'll walk to the depths of the deepest dark forest, where the people are many and their hands are all empty. where the pellets of poison are flooding their waters, where the home in the valley meets the damp, dirty prison, where the executioner's face is always well hidden, where hunger is ugly, where souls are forgotten, where black is the color, where none is the number. And I tell it and I think it and I speak it and I breathe it, and reflect it from these mountains so all souls can see it. And I stand on the ocean until I start sinking, but I'll know my song well before I start singing. And it's a heart, it's a heart, it's a heart, it's a heart, it's a artery. It's gonna fall.
The great poet Allen Ginsberg said, I heard that song and I heard that line in the last verse, I'll know my song well before I start singing. He said, I started to cry because I knew when I heard that, that the torch actually had been passed to a new generation. And in saying that, he was, of course, channeling the words of the late President Kennedy, who said in his inaugural address, let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike, that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans born in the 20th century, tempered by war, disciplined by a hard and bitter peace, proud of our ancient heritage and unwilling to witness or permit the slow undoing of those human rights for which this country, to which this country has always been committed and to which we are now committed at home and abroad. And so whatever your party, whatever your inclinations, whatever your beliefs, I think that you share, as I do with you, that commitment. And I thank you for doing so. I thank you for coming and sharing this hour with me. And good night.